Not long ago, deep in the Appalachian wilds, a group of drunken misfits joined forces to play Dungeons and Dragons. Inspired by boredom and equipped with loose morals and a questionable understanding of the rules, our heroes venture forth to explore strange new lands. So gather up your dice, your manuals, and your livers, and join us on a quest to make absolute fools of ourselves. This is Botched, a D&D podcast.
Hey everybody, it's Dennis, the world's most okayest DM. I just wanted to say thank you to Pseudopod for the intro to this week's show. If you are unfamiliar with Pseudopod, they are a horror story podcast, part of the Escape Artist Network, and that in and of itself is like a whole bunch of different genre of storytelling podcasts. But Pseudopod is specifically a horror podcast telling horror stories. And I had the pleasure of narrating another story for them. You can find me on episode 909 of Pseudopod, where I narrated the story The Witch in the Whalebone Hut. If you have a fear of oceans and, like, drowning, yeah, this is probably going to set you off. I had a lot of fun recording the story, and yeah, it is pretty creepy, I'm not going to lie, because I also not a big fan of deep oceans and, you know, where you can't see and whatnot. And drowning also, definitely not up in my top favorite possibilities. So yeah, so head on over to pseudopod.org to check out the episode. Like I said, it's episode 909. Or you can head over to any of your podcatchers, you know, Spotify, iTunes, whatever, you have it. Go and check them out. Give them a 5-star review. They were kind enough not only to let me on, but then to also give me a nice shout out for the Kickstarter that's going right now. So head over there, check out the show, show them some love, and tell them Botched sent you. All right, on to the show.
Previously on Botched.
I'm South Dakota Anderson, and on this episode of SCP Explorers, we'll be going into the desert to... Why am I all fucking itchy all of a sudden?
Welcome back, Junior Researchers, to the 27th episode of our 8th season of Botched. We are going to start a little while after the last episode left off, as the individuals who crossed the desert with the crate that they took from the Church of the Broken God, luckily they did so without alerting the Church of the Broken God as to who they are. So they know somebody took it, obviously, because they weren't that stealthy, but they don't know who it was. So you have taken this crate, brought it back to the SCP Foundation at Site 69, and it is currently in what kind of cell would you like to, a research cell would you like to put this thing in?
Minimum security.
Okay. So.
What?
No, Shanel, don't let me tell you
Newman.
Put your toys.
I'm Michael Newman, sir.
Hi, Michael.
New intern, researcher.
Michael Newman.
Yep, Michael Newman.
The new man.
Yeah. I've cool. never heard that one at any job
the
ever before.
Man?
Well, I mean, you're the one that used the phrase new.
It's true.
Which spelled is actually N-E-U. Not a phrase, but a word.
Well, I specialize in mechanical engineering, and I brought my new coworker buddy that I met in the coffee room, whose name I can totally remember.
My name's Bethica.
Yep.
Bethica?
Bethica.
She's pretty
Bethica.
Dope.
You have a lisp there?
Bethica? No. My name's Bethica.
Surely your name is Jessica.
No, Beth.
Do you think there is
B-E-F-F-I-C-A, Bethica?
Bethica.
Try Bethica, like in New York?
Surely. No, just straight up Bethica.
Ithaca.
Clockmaker. I make clocks. It. It's a hobby. That's
yeah,
also my
gears.
Job.
Hey, it's something to do, right?
You know what? I've always got time for it.
Hey, nice. Michael, you should take notes from Bethica here.
Bethica has a brain aneurysm. Ties.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll do my next one. My name's Lord Guzzler.
Also,
Bethica
boy.
Is just fine.
Oh, it's a test.
Oh, Bethica's
exploded.
Back. Weird.
The miracles of modern medicine. Bethica's weird. Back with it.
Yeah. Someone.
She pops out
the
of
hand
existence.
Of God just pushes Guzzler's face out of the
screen. A drippy dude pops in. My name's Lord Guzzler. And he pops out, and Bethica pops back in.
Yeah.
plops him in place. Never
mind. How weird.
So I guess this will be in a minimum security room with a view box?
I just answered. My name's Michael. I don't actually control anything. Okay. Let's default to...
Michael, what was your name again, sir? I appreciate your initiative, but I'm going to show you how things are done around here. Now, voice in head, we're going to need this in a 5 meter by 5 meter concrete bunker lined with 2 inches of lead.
Okay.
With a double pane ballistic glass observation window.
Ooh.
And a series of video cameras in our standard triple observation formation.
So there's a D-class in the observation room with a D-class watching the D-class
right.
with a D-class
so
watching
a D-class
the D-class.
So there's a D-class in the observation room watching the D-class that's inside the room,
okay.
And he describes what is going on to another D-class who tells us.
Okay.
Oh, wait, no, I'm sorry. I added an extra step there.
Okay.
The guy watching describes it to us.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
Man, I was going to put it in
over
a cubicle
a radio.
With another cubicle divider on top.
Does this room have
a
table in it?
It seems
Or is there just a crate sitting in this room?
Yeah, I mean, we put the crate on the table. Okay. We don't want to break the D-class's back just yet. Not on purpose, at least.
The crate, just to describe it again, is about 3-ish feet. It's like a 3-foot cube, so 3 feet by 3 feet by 3 feet. Each of the corners has like a very shiny silver plating that's just on the corners. The crates are also, they have some sort of carvings. And you notice that one of the sides of the crate seems like it's cracked. So that was not originally reported. So it's possible that it was damaged in transport back to the facility. But yeah, that's all you notice on it.
Is it possible that the thing inside of it broke it?
Looks like it's a break from the outside in, not the inside out.
So, Michael and Tribethica, look.
Just Bethica.
I'm sorry. You reminded me of somebody else for a second.
Oh.
Anyway, look. So this is how we do things here, okay? Because anything could go wrong at any moment. And I'm drinking while I'm telling them this.
Oh, can I have some?
Look, I've only been working with these guys for a couple of months, okay? Well, I have seen shit that'll turn you white.
Oh, well,
I'm starting to lose it a little bit here. I might be the next site director. I don't even know what that means to me anymore. All right, I'm at my wit's end. Y'all are going to inject some new blood into this site, and here's your chance to prove yourself without dying.
Well, I just wrote this site down on my preferred site list as a joke. I didn't actually think they would take my third choice.
Well, a lot of people think we're a joke, Michael. I tell you what.
Because of the number.
It's not a fucking joke.
Okay.
It's when you get your eyeballs taken out of your body through your asshole. That's not a joke.
Well, where are your coworkers?
Who did that happen to?
I don't want to talk about it right now.
No.
All right?
All right.
I don't know where those ladies went off to.
Is it like ladies' night at Chili's or something?
They might be at Chili's. They might have gone without me. I got a little handsy with Frederico last time we went. They might have been a little bit embarrassed to bring me back. I think I got my photo taken, put up behind the bar.
Do not serve.
They might reach over and grab it for me so I can go back next time.
Do not accept checks from this man.
It's the
band from Endless Breadsticks.
It's the Sasquatch photo of like that in, but it's like him going through the parking lot back to his car.
The breadsticks end here.
All right. Well, do you want us to observe, or do you want to?
You take the. I tell you what, you're the new guys,
yeah.
And gals. You take the reins, and I'll get you whatever
right?
you need. Help you out when you want.
Are you gonna put?
It just tasted like ranch.
What did you have in the coffee room before we got out here?
You tasted my burp through the microphone?
I burped at the same time, and it tasted
oh,
like
job.
Ranch. Are we burping the same thing?
Yeah! A burp clap.
Hey, yeah. All right. Bethica.
Yeah.
Why don't you come with me? We'll talk to this D-class through the chain of D-classes who's in the room.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can we go to the... I gotta get something out of the coffee room real quick.
Okay.
Then I run back.
Okay. I'm in.
The beer?
Yeah. I gotta
get your beer
I gotta
back.
Put my pockets. Just fill my pockets.
The beer.
Yeah.
Okay.
I feel like if the new site director is going to be drinking, that
be
like
loose
it's,
and cool and
it's
fun.
Like a cool
set an example.
Well, yeah. Not like set an example. I just feel like it's like a cool thing to do at work now.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't allowed to do this before in my other job at Hollister, okay. So. Oh my god, I can feel it already.
I hate you so much.
This is medicine, Bethica. This is medicine, and it helps me stay awake. It helps me go to sleep. It helps me live.
And
you're real
is
familiar
it,
with
is
this
it,
medicine.
Is it mandatory for all employees to take
it's
their medicine?
It's not mandatory. It's what I need, or else I get the shakes.
Oh. Like
I get
Michael
real
J?
Sick if I don't drink medicine.
Like my good friend, Jack Bean, if I don't drink, I get the shakes now because of all the shit I've seen, okay?
Mm. Mm-hmm. Okay. So what are you guys doing?
I'm trying to hail the D-class inside the room.
Okay.
And waiting for Befika to come back with a six pack, apparently.
There's a more than six.
Highly
the
irregular.
In the room.
Oh, yeah.
I was going to say, I feel like it's probably Steve.
Okay. I'm not going to change right
now. Yeah, you don't
now,
have
but
to.
But I am the D class in the room. Yep.
I was like, I think for that, you would have had to have it on already.
Prisoner.
Yeah.
What's your name? Prisoner? Although I'm not
Call
sure.
Call me Pilly Bill.
Pilly Bill.
Guess what I do?
Did pills?
That's right.
You take Blue Chew?
You guessed it.
What kind of pills, bud?
Whatever ones are here.
Okay. Well, if you can open up that box and tell me about it, I'll give you some of my prescription medication.
I got blue pills you could take.
Pills here?
Yeah, I'll send them in through the little box thing.
Wow, you tell me what to do. I'm right there.
Well, see if you can open up that box.
What's in the box?
All right. Well, it looks like it's already kind of kicked in a little bit.
Oh, yeah?
All right.
Can you?
Voice in the head, is this a wooden box?
It's like
I
a
can
wooden,
just kind of pull at the slats and rip them off?
So, I mean, you can't see through it, but, I mean, like, if you had a crowbar, you could definitely open it up that way.
But it's already broken a little bit, so I could start at the broken end and just start ripping off
panels. You could strength it to try, yeah.
Yeah.
I strength it to try.
All right, roll strength.
Well, I need a dice for that, so how dare you ask me?
Well,
wait. You just tell him you got a 16.
That's what I do. Let's see. D20? That feels like a D20. That's a D12, you idiot.
You can pick one.
Definitely
pick one
a D20.
Of these.
There it is. All right.
He'll never get a 16 with a D12.
I got an 18.
All right.
Go fuck yourself.
So you go starting to pry, and you feel parts of the box starting to give. And then eventually, through your sheer strength, it's not that you break the hole open, but you actually pull the entire side off of the crate. And roll me a dex save.
Pull
yes.
that crate apart, Pilly
is this,
Dean.
Is this crate on a table or is it on the floor?
It's on the table.
Okay.
Established.
That's what I thought. I just want to double check.
My dex save was a 3.
Okay. So you pull this so hard, and you weren't ready for when the side of the crate comes off. But you so go strong. Flying backwards.
Oh.
And
that's the sound I make of surprise.
So you sort
not
of fall backwards onto your butt and then sort of roll a little bit.
Oh, my booty.
You guys hear a shattering noise. I assume you're observing
inside. We're watching,
the crate.
Yeah.
Okay. So it looks as though there was like a glass sphere inside this crate. And
there is or was?
Is.
Okay.
And the walls of the crate are foam, like thick foam on the inside. And when that wall was removed, it causes it to fall.
Oh, no.
And it hits the foam and then rolls onto the table a little bit, not all the way out, but a little bit. And that section that hits the table, you hear that shattering noise.
Oh,
and it
shit.
It looks like a pile of almost very fine sand.
Oh, that's not good.
That's right there. It's not cracked the whole way around. It's just that one little bit. But it's not moving.
Hey.
Pilly Bill.
Pilly Bill.
Yeah.
Can you try not to break the artifact before we figure it out?
You didn't give me a crowbar or a drill
you
or anything.
You didn't ask, man.
You just told me to rip open.
I said.
You literally said, rip open that crate with your bare hands.
Oh
I want to see how strong you are.
Can try to open
and
it.
That's what I did.
Did you get back up or are you still sitting on your butt?
I'm taking a rest, voice and head.
Okay, just asking.
But also, you're not allowed to have those.
That's right. I'm not allowed because I'm a D-class.
Yeah, for dummy.
No.
You're
tell
a dummy Bethica. Class. Here's your pills, and I throw some pills.
They told me
the pills. <slot.
laughs> So you get up to go get the pills.
I eat them up off the ground like they're fallen Oreos.
Okay. Oh, so you
what?
I assume they have to go through.
You
like
never
a,
eaten you never eaten Oreos off the ground.
Wow.
You, Dennis, what, have probably, never eaten Oreos off the ground.
Have. Dennis, you've eaten gummies right. out of the
you
trash
fucking
can.
Animal.
Yeah, they were still in the bag. It's fine. What
aristocratic life you've led.
Yeah.
Let the Oreo touch the floor. No. Not going
to
eat that.
I definitely operate off of the 30-second to 30-day rule. Pretty sure that's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
So you get up and go over to get the pills out of the chute. Roll me a con save.
Whom?
The person.
Pilly
the
Pill?
Pilly yeah, Bill.
Pilly Bill.
Five.
Okay. You begin to walk over towards the chute with the pills, and all of a sudden, you feel this sharp, intense pain in your right eye. And you're actually blinded. You can't even see anything right now, but you are in such immense pain that you drop to your knees in agonizing pain.
Perception.
What does it look like on our side?
You guys don't see anything.
No?
What's up,
like,
bud?
It just looks like he falls down clutching his eye. And there is like he has his hand over his eye, and there is a little blood coming out.
Open your eye. Move your hand. Let's see.
Show the camera.
Oh, it's just ketchup. Gotcha.
So
such
it looks like there's a little fluid running down the side of his eye. But like he's like having a lot of trouble keeping his eye open, and you can tell that he's in an immense amount of pain.
Wow.
Do we think that like the sphere side that broke,
yeah,
like the sand has crystallized into the air and got into his eye.
You could try and run some sort of test,
like some part per million test
footage. Or
can
something.
I check the air quality possibly, or like do a scan that. On?
You do a scan of the air.
Yeah,
and
I think it's just an eyelash.
And it doesn't come back as anything. There's no foreign particles floating around in the air.
Okay.
He's faking.
Can you get some of that sand up for me, guy?
Well, he hasn't gone to his pills yet.
He hasn't gotten
you want me to just hold it?
Hold on. Is there some kind of like murder hole we could shoot him full of painkillers with? With a robotic arm?
There's that Aperture Science.
I'm gonna dart this guy so he doesn't feel pain.
Isn't there something that hangs down from the ceiling, like GLaDOS, so we can just shoot him up with heroin or something?
The morphine nozzle.
Morphine's fine, yeah.
There are vents in the floor for lighting, like for fire to shoot up through. But that's
no, but these just shoot morphine.
Yeah, and I think he knew about those, so he's clearly just acting to try to get
probably
pain medication.
It's morphine shower seeking behavior.
But he is inconsolable in the amount of pain that he's doing.
Does he get to those pills or what?
He can't even get on his feet. He's in so much pain.
Oh.
He's just clutching fiercely at that eye.
I guess we'll do a scan on him.
Okay. Yeah.
Especially around his eyeball.
Okay. Can we take a blood sample? Or?
You run an intensive scan on him, and you notice that there is
like
a
mites?
Foreign artifact in his eye that appears to be attached to his ocular nerve.
Oh, that's
no good.
It looks like a little, like, almost splinter just lodged in his
eye. Okay, buddy.
That's bad.
Come here.
You would have to do, like, an intensive scan to get a better... Like, this is, like, you'd have to put him through something where he wouldn't be moving.
I mean, you want to just send in another D-class with an eye extractor? And we can check it out?
Well, we can send in another D-class just with, like, tweezers and have him pull his eyeball out.
Well, they got
right?
that little gun with, like, the spider end on it that just, like...
Oh, that's
one,
true.
It's a one-shot extraction.
Michael, are you talking about the eyeball removing machine?
Yeah, for when you need to do eyeball scans, but the person's dead, and you don't want to drag their body around.
Michael, I hate to burst your bubble on this one, but that one is for dead people.
Well,
that's for autopsies.
Isn't that what D stands for? It's D class.
I thought
no,
they're not the Walking Dead class.
Incorrect. No.
What's the D stand for?
It's just a letter system. It's like counting.
No, everything means
something.
It just
assigns priority of life
to
the different classes.
E class?
We're
Yes, there is an E-class. And it's people who have been infected or otherwise exposed to hazardous anomalies.
So he's no longer D-class, he's E-class?
Used tampons was in that E-class pen a few months ago.
So should we put, can we get this means. Guy out and put him in quarantine and then try to extract it?
Look. I'm feigning moral indignation in order to test you, but we can do whatever we want to. His property. Though.
So let's do the eyeball extractor.
Why are you fucking reprimanding us for taking his eyeball out?
Look, I just want you to think about what you're doing before you start using the... Look, first it starts with the eyeball taken out machine. Then you're moving up to the head ripping off machine. It's a slippery slope, and okay?
Is that how we get to Chili's?
It's like with marijuana.
I'm not high.
What are you doing?
I look at him like this.
Is there any way to get those pills back?
They're still in the slot.
You put them in a slot.
Yeah,
so
you can
put
those back. Okay, let's send
in. I already
in
ate the all them pills.
He did not get to the
pills. Let's send another D-class with an eyeball extractor and a morphine shot to shut him up.
Okay, so you send in another D-class with the eyeball extractor and the shot. Who's this D-class?
Do you want me to do it? I got one lined up.
Yeah, I'm already in pain.
Okay.
No, not Guzzler.
I'm Lord Guzzler.
God damn it. Well,
Sir Guzzler.
Dr. Lord Guzzler.
Don't send him in. He wants to guzzle my pills.
Lord Guzzler. Please.
Hold on.
Please inject the patient. Inject the subject.
A needle.
Yeah. Poke him with the needle.
I stab him right in the belly.
With the morphine needle.
Well, so, you don't, because you get about maybe a foot or two away from him.
Gloops in my eyes.
Roll me a con save.
All right. 13?
You fall to the ground in intense pain in your, let's go with left eye. Just the, and you also have like a little bit of liquid running down your eye, but you are just doubled over in pain.
How gloopy is it?
Kind of gloopy.
Is it coming down into my mouth? Can I guzzle my own eye goop?
You can guzzle your own eye goop. It gets stuck in your facial hair.
I only have a neck beard.
Oh, well, then it doesn't. It just runs right in there. You get it. That nice little... It's like tapioca pudding.
Does it, like, revive my eyeball?
No.
Damn it.
You're in a horrible, horrible amount of pain.
Dr. Lord Guzzler.
Laying there on the ground.
You can't even stab yourself with a morphine needle. You're in so much pain.
Oh, I could!
And I stab myself with the morphine.
Okay.
Can I then use the eyeball extractor for myself?
Even with a shot of morphine, you are in a great deal of pain, but you can try and use the eyeball extractor on yourself.
I'm gonna.
Okay.
You can try to use it on the other guy. Okay.
He's too. It's not
too far away.
Close to me.
All right.
He's a few feet away.
Yeah, go for it.
Well, how long's this eyeball gun?
6 inches.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
With a little tube on the end of it to suck it into.
If I get on my back, could I push myself with my feet to get closer to him?
Sure.
He should have advantage because he has morphine in him for the pain.
Not advantage, but like, I'll give you another con save to try and get over there.
That's a 10.
No, you're just in too much pain to move. Your body is not agreeing with you right now.
Lord Guzzler's not happy.
Okay. Befika, and... Boss?
Yeah. So, Bethica, that was an interesting attempt. What do you want to try next, y'all?
Well, why is... Yeah, it wasn't my idea, but...
Whoa.
It was our idea.
Yeah.
We're a team,
okay,
right?
Team, it was an interesting idea.
Dr. Scott?
Look, didn't work.
Papa
That's
Scott?
Fine.
What do you want to be called?
Papa.
Oh, you can call me Scott.
I'm Papa Scott.
Papa Squad.
Oh, my God. Look, it's fine.
SCP you know, Daddy Scott?
These things happen not... Sometimes we just throw
Daddy.
Shit at the wall and see if anything sticks.
I'm just
going to
call you Daddy
Scott.
What if
we put it on a robot?
Oh, my God.
Oh, do we have robots,
yeah,
Daddy?
Yeah, we have robots.
Why is this happening to me?
I like your feet.
You could have exploratory robots on tracks and whatnot.
Yeah, we put a robot with an
like
eye extractor.
Marks? Like a bomb defuse bot.
Yeah, with an eye extractor on it.
Oh, sure. Do we have a contract with... Boston Dynamics?
Sure.
With those little dogs that can't be pushed over?
Oh, they can be.
They can be pushed over.
No, they can't be pushed over.
If you hit them with a car, I bet they can push it.
I have it on good authority those dogs are just two guys in flip-flops.
I saw one when I was
I had dinner with the head guy from Boston
weird
Dynamics
and I hated
in Pittsburgh.
It.
Randomly. And he never called you back.
He never did.
That son of a bitch.
I sat down to have dinner with, or I was waiting for Chris Corbin, and the Boston Dynamics guy was just sitting at the bar. He was in Pittsburgh for something else, and we just sat and chit-chatted for about 20 minutes. It was cool.
So you like BattleBots or what, man? Yeah,
how many, how many machine guns? Bot. You put an AR on top of those dogs, you could like put curfew out for anybody.
You could probably like take the... Never mind.
So what you're saying, voice and head, is that if... 20 years in the future, we are fighting against the robots for our very survival, and we have one shot to send a man back in time to a previous moment in his life to prevent it. We should send you back to that hotel to kill that guy.
Yeah, it was the...
Got it.
What was
mental
that?
Note.
You were in Pittsburgh, Tristan. Was it the firehouse or something?
Huh?
It used to be a fire hall. It was turned into a bar, a restaurant. It's up in Oakland. You went.
What is a fire hall?
I just went to house parties in Oakland.
You made that up.
I didn't. I don't know. Anyway,
fire hall. Googling.
Brick house.
I don't know what it's called. But
fire hall. Fire hall. Did you mean nothing? Because that's not a thing?
Okay, so we send in robots.
Fire hall's here, by the way.
You want to send in a robot?
Yeah.
Let's grab a robot. We got some of those little doggy robots. They're super cute. Can't push them over, no matter how hard you try.
Har har.
So you send one of them. So you're sending a doggy robot or you're sending in
We're sending
one
a fucking robot
tracks?
That will actually do the thing.
Tracks.
We are
Got
sending
it.
In a doggy robot
doggy
equipped
robot
with double
dumb.
Morphine and eyeball extract.
You did a small room. I wouldn't send in the big ass doggy robot.
It is not
no, they have little
a
ones
small
now.
Room. It is 5 meters by five,
oh,
meters,
5 meters.
By 5 meters. That is 30 15. Feet. Plenty of room for the big Boston Dynamics dog.
To do
five,
a squat.
5 meters.
To do a squat with an eye extractor
15
on them.
Feet.
Yeah. 5 meters is over 30 feet.
Yeah, that's...
I thought a meter's 3 feet.
Yeah,
a meter is over 3 feet.
A little bit over 3 feet.
5 times 3 is 15.
Look, don't come at me with your math and your numbers. I'm a goddamn doctor.
It's been a while since I've been in school, but I think five times three is 15.
I'm currently taking calculus.
How could you even know?
I fucking multiplied
up,
five times three wrong.
Jeez. It's an Amish meter, so
does
it's a
not
little
bode well
bit
for
longer.
My calculus it's like, semester.
It's not in that big a room. Okay.
I really want to get one of those Amish dogs.
It's 50. It's bigger than a standard bedroom. It's fine.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay, you send in
Look,
the big copy
We send
copy
in
dog.
The mini model.
Yeah, there's
the
a mini model.
Morphine and the eyeball extractors.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you do. It goes in. Who are you extracting the eyeball from?
Both of them.
Yeah.
Which one first?
One then the other.
Pills McKenzie.
Yeah, because okay, he's been having it longer.
It aim. Who's aim? Roll me a dex.
It's an AI. It does it itself.
Who's on the Atari yeah, joystick?
I got
Atari
joystick. Hey, yeah. Michael's
it's
got
a
man, that
a drone.
I just came from a League of Legends session.
Yeah, roll me dex. Or sleight of hand.
I'll take sleight of hand for...
800, Alex?
16.
So you're operating the robot, and you're watching the camera, and you're lining up the shot, and it suckers onto the ocular cavity and whoop, pulls the eye out.
Ganked it.
Tube, and you notice that... Pills McKenzie or whatever the fuck his name is.
Pills Bill.
Immediately goes limp and dies when you pull.
Oh, wow.
Oh, jeez.
That's interesting.
Yes.
What's the inside look like?
Of?
Bill.
It looks like the inside of a head.
Oh, so
he took his eyeball out. We just took his fucking brain.
Yeah. So it's just an empty ocular
cavity. Yeah, but you can live without an eyeball.
Apparently he couldn't. All right, we'll do the same thing for...
My eyeball was connected to my heart.
Lord Guzzler.
Okay. Again, the moment you take out the eyeball,
please
Guzzler's
go.
Dead.
Oh, Lord.
Dies instantly.
I choked on my own cum.
Okay.
Cum.
And the dog seems to be okay.
Yeah.
Who's a good boy?
Should we put
it's
it through
not a real dog.
Decontam?
Who's a real good
vacuum,
boy?
Fire, blah, blah, blah.
Not fire, it'll melt the eyeballs.
It's fine.
The eyeballs go back inside
the chassis.
The chassis, yeah.
I don't think so.
This one does.
What are you doing? They're in a tube.
We're
right
decontaminating
now.
This fucking dog
tube.
And then letting
it... We gotta power wash this dog.
What are you doing with the eyeballs in a tube?
We're
investigating them.
Okay.
With, like, medical equipment and...
Okay.
Voicing that, I think what my two inexperienced interns are trying to say is that they're going to try and see what the fuck is up with these eyeballs by using science.
What's in them?
Okay.
As test tubes and shit.
Retrieve the eyeballs. That is where we're going to take a break.
Hello, listeners. It is I, Dennis, the world's most okayest DM, here to talk about, not Botched, but my other project, Lycan Solomon's Odyssey, the Kickstarter for the third book in my graphic novel series about the world's first werewolf, just went live on March 1st and will wrap up on April 1st. So head on over to www.lycanbook.com, that's LycanBook.com, to check out the Kickstarter. I have spent hundreds of hours on this particular Kickstarter, you know, getting the page just right, networking with artists and other creators to come up with really cool rewards, and putting everything together. It has been, well, psychotic, to put it, you know, the most charitable way that I possibly can. Head on over to lycanbook.com, that's LycanBook.com, to check out the Kickstarter. That's the easiest way to do it. I mean, if you want to be difficult, you could go to Kickstarter and just search for Lycan Solomon's Odyssey Chapter 3, and you can find it that way too. But we have rewards ranging from $5 all the way up to $1,000, and you may be saying, Dennis, that's a lot of money. You're right, it is. But you also get a ton of stuff for your money, so you're definitely getting your bang for your buck on this particular Kickstarter. So please, do me a favor, check it out. But not just that, I cannot do this without your help, so please share it with your friends, your family, your coworkers, and your local comic shops, because we do have a retail exclusive cover as well as retail prices, and any store that backs also gets some extra goodies, just because why not? So head on over to lycanbook.com, LycanBook.com, and check it out today. I really, really appreciate it, and thank you so much for your support.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, listeners. It is I, Dennis, the world's most okayest DM, here with another ad for patreon.com/botchpodcast. Now, as you know, the Patreon over at patreon.com/botchpodcast has lots of awesome stuff, from Discord access to playing bi-weekly games with some of us, to getting your name read off at the end of the show, to becoming an executive producer, to getting digital art from various artists of things from the Botch universe, all that jazz. But also, you get 2 episodes a month of one-offs that we do. Sometimes we do with guests, sometimes we don't. It all depends. But this month is no different. And of course, we have to do a holiday-themed episode. But we return to the group of terrible, terrible people known as Drunk Girl Adventures. Here's a clip from that episode.
No, it's, she said, monkey-do. You only eat what a monkey would eat.
They eat anything. Fucking goats of the trees.
I don't think that's true.
I read it. I'm pretty sure I read it in a Scholastic National Geographic book. I'm pretty sure.
A zoo book, probably.
A zoo book, yeah. Definitely in a zoo book while I was at the dentist office.
That's called highlights. It's not...
I found everything that was different about the goat, about the tree goats.
That one's a monkey.
That
nothing
one
gets
a...
by you.
Boom. Nothing gets past my eyes.
She thinks the monkeys eat everything because in the hidden pictures there was a monkey and a can and a short ribs.
That's right.
It was a monkey hobo.
Yeah, exactly.
He had a little possum with him. It was weird.
Yeah. Get some voting buttons or something. I don't know. It's weird. Yeah, they're all ridiculous and terrible. But anyways, go over to patreon.com/botchpodcast if you want to listen to the rest of this episode, as well as the thousands of hours of content we have at this point. Go over there and check it out. That's, what was it again? Oh, yeah, that's right. patreon.com/botchpodcast. Go check it out today. Now, back to the show. And we're back. All right.
So you're leaving them in the glass-sealed tubes, or are you taking the eyes out?
Oh, no, we're going to leave them in there.
Yeah, you know, we're not dumb. I don't want to get eyeball shafts in my own eyeball and then die as soon as someone takes my eyeball out because I'm suddenly in E-class.
Okay.
And no longer a researcher.
So you're keeping them in that glass tube, then?
Yup.
Okay. How much force?
So we say glass, but it's...
Break a glass tube.
It's not glass, though, is it? Okay.
Is it?
It's like SCP grade
plexi
containment polymer.
It's it also 3 inches thick.
Okay. 3 inches thick.
Yep, real thick.
Let's see, let me do a quick math
here. No, no, no. You don't need to.
Hold, please.
You've already proven to everyone that you're bad at math.
I won the math puzzle.
15.
15. The answer's 15. Yeah, what are you guys doing? How are you analyzing these things? What do you want to do?
We were going to, like, put them through the science machine.
Oh, the science machine? You need to be more specific.
The one that goes beep, boop, beep, boop,
boop. Yeah, I'm sure.
And
all
then print test tubes. And babies.
It prints out babies and test tubes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I'm just trying to get the Chili's. Like, it seems like a cool,
I
like,
understand
club.
You're trying to do that, but the sooner you do actual science and not just say science.
I'm a clockmaker.
I don't know why you were hired.
I don't know either.
All right, voice in head.
Yeah.
I'm going to take one of our $120,000 microscopes, put a fucking eyeball under it, and see what the fuck got in their eye.
In the tube.
Look, I'm going to stop them before they put it in the tube, okay?
Before we keep it in the tube.
Obviously, we don't want to take it out of the containment
tube.
That's
what I'm asking, yeah.
Yeah, oh, no. No, I'm sorry. Okay. Their instincts were spot on right there. We're going to keep it in the containment tube. Okay. And I'm going to look at it through the containment tube.
Okay, so you look
at it. And if I need to, I'll just roll it around a little bit inside, you know?
It looks like this shard of glass is actually made up of microscopic gears.
Oh,
oh wow.
And mechanical devices.
Cool.
It is about, let's see here. It is
about
7 millimeters by 2 millimeters in size.
Well, I don't need a microphone to see that. That's fucking huge.
You don't need a microphone at all.
Not a microscope.
Yeah, you don't need a microphone.
I don't need a microphone to see that. That's right.
And it looks
Bethany,
as though...
have you ever seen anything like that in your fucking life?
Yeah, like I'm a clockologist.
You also notice that there's a bunch of wires extending from it into the ocular nerves
okay.
of the eye.
So like...
Wow.
How many of these look like escape wheels or like flugel wheels?
None of them.
Really?
I don't know what any of those words you just said. Escape wheels?
Yeah, escape wheels. Like, they're just like the main big turning gear inside of a clock.
And then what's the other one?
A flugel wheel.
Flugel.
I don't know if you know that, but those are the major turning gears inside of a clock.
I mean, I Googled flugel wheel.
Well, you probably spelled
it wrong. Spell flugel real good?
It's a Swiss term. Translation
might be weird.
Should the
E and the U are transposed?
Weird.
Flugel wheel.
Is it flugel wheels?
It looks like standard clockwork gears. So,
yes.
So there's
sure.
a spindle in there as well?
Sure.
Okay. So with my background in clockology...
Uh-huh.
Because I'm like...
It's not clockology. You just build clocks.
No. Well, I'm a horologist? Horologist? Horologist?
You're a
horologist.
Hey, Scott.
When I was in college... I was in the Clock Fox Club.
You were a double horologist.
So.
Clock Fox? You were in Clock Fox.
Yeah, I was part of that
nice.
that sorority.
Yeah, I was never a member. They wouldn't let me near the house.
Clock
500 feet, court order. Anyway, don't need to talk about it. Michael, what you got?
Just spitballing here, doctor. Do you think that these things are like the Borg, and they're going to make clockwork people out of things that they infect?
Don't be ridiculous.
And the only way to find out.
I mean, I'll send another D-class in there.
Yes!
Okay. Who's my D-class?
Hey. Sup? I'm Cormac McGurthy.
Great.
Cormac.
Yeah. What are you in for?
I love your porn parody novels, first of all.
Thanks, dude. Thanks. The Blood Meridian was pretty dope. Oh, wait. That was the actual name of the book.
Cormac!
Yeah,
my coworker asked you a question. Now answer it!
Oh, fuck. Bet. What was the question?
What are you in here for?
I mean, like, I was part of the fuck release scam, so
what?
I put the D in D class.
I read it. I knew it. I knew it just by your beaming face.
I was trying to bust my friend out of jail.
But you busted him.
Yeah, you busted something.
Put that D in that D class.
Busted makes me feel good.
But it didn't. It got him in a lot of trouble.
Yeah, I did.
Here.
That and all the drugs.
I want you to wear these as you go in there. And
wait,
I hand him
goggles.
Goggles.
Nice.
Wait, Bathica.
Yeah.
Bet.
I got an idea here, and you tell me if I'm on the right track. What if instead of putting him in there with the sphere, we just send him into a different room with the eyeballs, tell him to open the tube?
Oh, yeah, let's do that first.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But I still want him to wear these goggles.
Sup, cutie?
Oh, yeah, he's definitely wearing the goggles.
Okay, good. All right, here.
Who's wearing goggles?
Cormac.
Cormac McGurthy.
He's wearing goggles.
Yeah, protective goggles.
Define protective goggles.
Airtight goggles.
They do nothing.
Obviously.
Okay. All right. So you put them in a standard research room.
You put them in a couple of $2 Walmart diving glasses that don't even protect you from water.
Sure. Put them in there. There's a tube with the eye in it.
All right. Now, can you open that up real quick, Cormac?
Oh, sorry. I was just looking at my video, Plasma Prairie. I unscrew it like what?
You
pop it open like a thing of Pringles, bud.
Not more than a moment after it pops, you hear a chink noise, and he's in an intense amount of pain. Roll me a con save. You notice that the whatever goggle that he has like a shatter in it in his right eye.
13.
You double over in intense pain.
The goggles do nothing!
And you're blind.
Cormac, before you die or are unable to hear anything...
And or was a great
or
show.
Listen to reason, I just want to let you know that No Cummies for Old Men changed my life. Anton Dickher was the perfect villain.
All right. So you're just leaving him in here and seeing what happens?
Yeah, we're going to let him just rot out.
We're just letting the D-class watch it.
Okay. So if you're just sitting there and watching him.
Can we send another D-class in to, like, try to get the sphere?
We're also hermetically sealing this room. Like, nothing in or out, no ventilation. Complete hermetic sealation.
All the pretty horses.
So the D-class you sent in to fuck with the eye.
Less all the pretty horse cocks.
Less than a minute later, the pain subsides and his vision returns.
Oh, bet.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Seems fine.
Cormac.
Saw.
How you feeling?
Fine. Pretty fine.
Oh, so fine.
He seems completely normal.
Full body scan.
He definitely has.
I'd like to party
the
now.
Piece that was in the eye. Now is in his eye.
Okay.
That's weird.
And has attached itself to itself.
Does it seem to be growing?
No, other than the initial attachment of wires and things.
So let's send another D-class in there with him to see if it spreads to the other D-class.
Okay.
You're
totally normal.
Yeah, okay.
Nothing different.
Cool. No, my eye vision has not changed at all.
It's come back. You were blind, and you're now back to normal.
And now
vision.
You can see.
I'm not like the $6 million man. I can't like telescopic vision or anything.
Nothing.
Shit.
Nothing seems different for you.
Beska. Whose superpower was government funded healthcare?
And a Sasquatch. Yes, Daddy Scott.
Oh my God! You gotta stop. You simply must stop.
Got it.
Now, what do you think about sending Cormac a little friend in there? See what happens to them.
Hold on. Daddy.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, let's, like, send a little guy in there.
Do we have a little guy?
Yeah, there's a little guy.
Badoodle.
Send in Badoodle.
Send in Badoodle.
Send in Badoodle.
All right. You send in Badoodle.
He's a little guy.
Weird little guy.
Badoodle.
Badoodle's a weird little guy.
Nothing seems
Hold
to
on.
Happen to Badoodle.
Badoodle?
Yeah, Badoodle.
What are you in here for?
I killed a dog.
You killed a dog?
With a noodle. Stick. Now, why would you do a thing like
stick?
That?
I was trying to feed my family.
Why? What kind of dog was it?
I think it was a husky.
Did
maybe
have,
a, maybe like a wolf.
Did it have a name?
Balto.
Balto the milk dog.
Okay. Go in there, Badoodle. Hang out with McCormick.
Hi, Cormick. Saw, dude. I was sent in here to hang out with you. Do you want to play Slap the Can? The fuck Slap the Can, dude? It's this game where I wear a can around my neck on a leather tongue, and you try to slap it. And if you can't, then we get to snuggle. Bruh. So that goes on for a while.
Okay. Nothing happens to Badoodle.
Oh, good. I like Badoodle.
Yeah, he's just... They're just having their chit-chat about slap can.
He's just a little guy.
Just a little guy. A little dog murderer.
No, no, no. He probably did it for the right reasons.
I was trying to feed my family.
Unless it's to protect my dog.
So nothing... All right. Well, let's move Badoodle. What do you think? Daddy. Should we move him next to the sphere?
Well, let's move Banoodle into Class E for a little while. Let's bring in another D class in back in there.
Okay.
In where?
Into the sphere room.
Oh, okay.
Do we want to send one in there with a bunny suit there? Bethica, what do you think?
I think that sounds great, Daddy.
Michael, what's your opinion on this matter?
Oh, yeah, whatever. I'm worried about these.
You don't seem
clocks.
Too interested in securing, containing, and protecting there, Michael. You think maybe you've gotten the wrong internship?
Well, fucking
you think
Bethica
maybe you wanted to go to IKEA?
Bethica keeps shitting your pants, so I'm like, less time I have to spend.
I'm sorry.
Here.
We are legally not allowed to talk about her medical issues, okay? It's federal hiring law.
She has a gluten intolerance, but she's drinking Miller Lite. I don't know. What am I supposed to say?
I like the taste of it.
We are supposed to make reasonable accommodations for her medical issues.
Well, can we just give her potato vodka or something?
It makes me feel silly. It makes me feel like a silly girl. Yeah, let's send a little rabbit in there.
We're going to send a little rabbit in a bunny suit.
What's a bunny suit?
A bunny suit is a sealed, you know, like an outbreak.
Gotcha.
Where nothing can get in or out, especially farts.
Gotcha.
I want one of those.
Okay. You send a D-class in a bunny suit?
That's right.
Okay. Who's my D-class in the bunny suit?
I am.
Great.
My name's Toothy McSherry.
Toothy McSherry. All right. Toothy McSherry, you don't get in that room for very long before.
Oh, I get in all of it.
Yeah, you get, before too long, roll me a con save.
All right.
Someone's got to pass one of these times. No, it's not you.
Oh,
shit. Fuck, it is you.
Okay.
It was stuck.
You notice a crack in your
my rabbit suit.
And you, all of a sudden your vision just goes out.
Oh, no. And how are my teeth?
It hurts a lot. Not your teeth.
I start pulling my teeth out.
Your teeth are fine. Your eye hurts a lot. But, yeah, you seem to be accustomed to the pain, so you don't double over or anything like that. But you are completely
well,
blind.
Well, it feels fucking awful in here, gentlemen and lady.
Toothy, how did you get such a high pain tolerance?
Well, you know what? All these teeth are fake because I used to pull them out as a nervous tick.
What, like in Tommyknockers?
Not in Tommyknockers. That was in Tommyknockers?
Yeah.
The book by R.L. Stein?
Stephen Kang.
Stephen Kang.
Damn, I had my money on meth. Michael, I guess I owe you $5.
That book.
Well, they didn't
terrible.
Say no yet.
Yeah, no, that book is probably one of the worst things he's ever done.
Yeah, but they pull their teeth out with the pliers.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
No, I did it by hand.
What?
I was never. Yeah, I was. They were always a little jangly up there anyway because of poor hygiene as a child.
What do you think that you could go to this quarantine zone and we can see how your eye or
actually, I can't see anything.
All right. Well, let's lead you by robotic lead. It's a dynamic dog.
Hold on, is this my service dog?
Yep, it's hold the leash. It'll take you down the road. And we'll send it over to Cormac and Banoodles. Well, Banoodles in quarantine.
A little under a minute later, his vision returns.
Oh, well, there it is.
So you're just sending him where now?
Well, let me go back in.
To hang out with Cormac.
Well, okay. Let me go back in.
You send him over.
No.
Those two are just hanging out now.
Yeah, you at a party?
I don't know what that means.
Is Badoodle in there, too?
Badoodle's in quarantine.
Oh, okay.
I stole this can from this asshole.
I slap it.
That's what he said.
With a 14.
You slap it.
Bang.
Slap the can.
Now I believe this is mine.
You got that eyeball shit?
I think pink eye.
Hmm.
Okay.
Clactorian pink eye. It's rare.
Sure. What are you doing now?
Break dancing.
Not you two. People who matter. Yeah, they're just having a good old time.
Bethica, Michael.
Yo.
My idea here is maybe we should just keep an eye on these people, if they can be called
quote
that,
unquote,
for yeah. now.
Okay.
And maybe we should send in Woody, the crate-building robot, to build a secure crate around this fucker.
Well, don't we want to repair the chipped glass as well?
Have we done
I thought the glass was the thing.
So there's an orb inside of the padded crate.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to repair the glass orb, get as much of that sand that's causing people eyeball stuff absorbed or whatever as possible, and then repair the glass and repad the crate and seal it up. Because who knows what these Borg-type clockwork people want now with their...
You know, Michael, there's a traditional Japanese repair method called kintsugi.
Ah, with the gold. Yeah.
Yeah. It's beautiful. I think we should use that.
Yeah, just like in that Star Wars series about Ahsoka.
You were about to say shit, and you were probably right.
Unless
it was Andor, you were probably 100%
right. You haven't
watched
it with the guy who from Pennsylvania who wrote it?
Don't need to.
What's his name?
Dave Filoni?
Dave Filoni, yeah. Great artist Dave
hack.
Filoni, who loves kintsugi.
Okay.
So
you're sending in a robot to try and put the
dust back together.
Back
not to try. He's programmed to do it, voice and head.
Gotcha. How's he going
to
do
He's
it?
He's programmed by the finest kintsugi masters
What's kintsugi?
Of Okinawa.
How about you explain it to me? Explain to me.
You seal over broken stuff with yep. molten gold.
Well,
molten gold and lacquer mixed together fills in the cracks of broken glass.
Kind
seals.
Of.
Yeah.
So
this is how it works in our universe.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So the robot goes in to do that. And
con save robot.
Anytime.
Does he look like a little samurai?
Sure.
Wow.
Looks like a little
It's your
samurai.
Robot. I just asked a question.
Welcome to the Tristan is racist again this Asians episode. God damn.
It's got a bottle of sake for some reason. Runs off sake. I don't know why.
Oh no,
it's
he's
so
the
weird.
He's the drunk guy from Seven Samurai. Like
which I actually really want to watch this weekend.
Seven Samurai is fantastic.
Yeah.
So the robot goes in there and
this is why I can never run for public office.
Anytime it tries to interact with the glass orb.
Yeah.
The slightest touch causes the orb to break further.
Oh, that's no good.
It's like him trying to put gold on it also
even
makes it continue.
Even if he
crack.
Like we sent in a robot that
with hammers.
No. So like in the Big Lebowski, there's the guy who is polishing the bowling ball.
That will definitely cause it
the
to
Jesus.
Crack.
That'll make it crack?
Yeah.
The Jesus.
Even though with like a felt cloth will crack it.
Wow.
But it was in a crate
it was
of
floating in a
it was
crate.
Floating in a crate.
But what was making it float?
You're not sure.
Foam. It was filled with foam.
Daddy Scott.
It was filled with foam.
So this is all Pilly's
you
fault.
You said the crate was lined with foam.
I did. It is.
So why but even have foam it if it's going to crack into the foam?
Well, it wouldn't crack into the foam.
No, but a felt
Well,
cloth
clearly would. It's reverse magnetized it. Against foam.
That's right.
Okay.
Anti-foam
let's
properties.
Let's try to use that foam to touch it.
Okay. Just touching it gently with the foam does not cause it to break.
Nice. Let's get it back into the grav zone that's in the center of this crate that
so
apparently
it
exists.
It doesn't appear that the grav zone, as you say, is functional, probably because you tore the wall.
That was
already damaged. We just told a convicted murderer to do it.
To rip it off, so yes.
To open it. I
yep.
said open the crate,
yep, well,
not rip
it all
apart.
The way off, so there's no currently functioning grav zone.
So,
Michael, you got to understand, these guys didn't finish high school, okay? You got to be real
specific.
Clear.
Okay, you're right. That's my fault. I assumed. In an investigation, assuming is stupid.
that's the old saying.
Uh-huh. Okay, so
Ben Franklin said that.
Oh, okay.
Let's
the Foamanatic 3000 should be able to seal this back up, right?
Let's repair the foam crate and then put it in.
Okay. So you try and repair the foam crate.
With our... Could I engineering knowledge this shit?
Sure. Though the Church of the Broken God is very technologically advanced.
I mean, I got a 22.
Well, I know clocks.
Because I'm an engineer.
With a 22.
I mean, like, all engineering is like
you
the same.
You figure out that the box itself, the runes that are carved into it are actually part of mechanical engineering.
Mm-hmm.
And that through mathematical science... The four walls of this crate linked together with the silver corners, if it's put together properly, cause this gravitational force that keeps the...
From the because of the resonation. Yeah.
Exactly.
I get it.
Now, what you want to do with that pile of dust, I mean, I guess you could just scoop it up and throw it in
there.
Yeah,
just box. Sweep it.
Yeah.
And then dump it in there.
In there, yep. So now it's a glass orb with a bunch of swirling dust around it.
That's pretty fucking cool.
Yeah.
Nail that sucker shut.
Okay.
That's neat as hell.
You do. You
could
it,
like,
shut.
Like form itself back together?
Maybe.
I guess we'll just, like, keep Cormac and...
We didn't learn anything.
So currently, you have two people in isolation.
Uh-huh.
Three.
Well, Benoodle never got infected.
What I mean is you have two people in isolation with stuff in their eyes.
Yeah.
You have one other eye in a glass tube
that
has a thing in it, and then you have one person in quarantine who doesn't have anything in his eyes.
Yep.
Okay. Voice in the head.
Yes.
What level of clearance is Scott Hopkins at this point? Obviously, these new guys are going to be level one.
You're on level one of SCP Hell. What, 05 cancels clearance 5. I would say you're a 3.
I'm 3 by now. Okay. So... I'm going to go ahead and recommend Sipe, and obviously the O5 Council and Foundation can change this at this point. I'm going to go ahead and recommend this room is locked down and accessed only by level 3 and above research personnel.
Oh, okay. Daddy.
Bethany, you're at least a 7.
Why do you keep talking? I'm going to raise the clearance level 1 level every time you call me that.
Well, then you wouldn't be able to access it anymore.
I don't care.
And then you'll be stuck with me.
I just want you to stop.
Daddy.
Okay.
Papa.
She has disgusting feet. Why do you wear flip-flops to work?
I gotta air these dogs out.
Just oh, like, my
they're
God.
Curled like a wrap.
Black-covered coats.
They're just... Toes. It's so hot inside.
Clack, 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 clack. She clicky-clacks when she walks because they're raptor toes.
kids, I want y'all to focus on the two eyes in the glass tube.
Oh, well, just one now.
One eye.
And the eye in the glass tube. Wait, did the eye itself make its way into?
I guess the other one just has an eye with nothing in it, yeah.
Okay.
The sterile eye and the infected eye.
Yeah, can we bronze that one and make a necklace out of it?
So as I was saying, focus on the two eyes in the glass tube.
Okay.
And our D classes that are infected with weird snowflake clock sand.
So I just watch them. That's my new job.
Well, what do you want to do with them?
Incinerate them.
But no. they're having fun.
We got to figure out what this thing does to people.
Well, let's observe them over a long period of time. See if anything happens. Okay.
Can we set up cameras and then maybe go to a restaurant of some sort?
It's your first day. You haven't earned chilies yet, and besides, I'm still banned until next week.
So,
Poppy,
you guys are going to be waiting for at least 2 weeks before you notice anything different.
Uh-huh.
Then you notice that the two individuals that you have in quarantine,
Cormac,
their behavior starts to change.
Beep boop.
What does it mean?
Fairly frequently, you completely cease your normal activity, and you just stare motionlessly for several hours.
That's not good.
Looking
and during this time.
In the same direction, opposite direction, or direction doesn't matter?
It doesn't seem to matter.
Wow.
And the pupils dilate during that period of time. And
can we plug into the matrix to see what they're doing?
What?
Can we give them a brain scan to see if there's any abnormal activity going on in there?
Can we jack in voice and hair?
Yeah, I want to jack into him.
Are you jacking in there?
There's no jacking into it, but like you don't
open
notice.
This door, Bethica.
There's no radiation or anything, but you do notice anybody who's anywhere within like
almost there
30 feet of them experiences like tinnitus. It's like an electric. It's like an electric hum.
That's no good
in their ears.
Let's put them in a bigger cell.
The subjects are also totally unresponsive toward any attempt to like talk to them or anything.
Did the MTF that recovered this fucker from the desert report any sort of auditory hallucinations like this, the tinnitus?
Say maybe nine-itis.
I'm sorry?
I was called a seven-itis.
What'd you say, Steve?
I said the MTF that recovered this this anomaly from the desert, from the Church of the Broken God, did they report any sort of auditory hallucinations?
No.
Like this tinnitus or similar to it or any sort anything like of that sort when they recovered it?
Nope. Mm.
So I saw this learning video where we could chop off their heads, right?
Uh-huh.
Turn them upside down and put a flashlight behind their eyes, and it will show us what they're seeing.
Ethics committee!
Where did you see that? You see that on TikTok, Bethica?
No!
I saw it on Wawa West.
Bethica? Did you see that on fucking TikTok?
No, I saw it on this educational movie.
Did you see that on Torture Talk?
They had a big clock.
Yes or no?
With, we could see
you chopping their heads off
into their.
It's just they just see me.
It's me.
Bethica with
I'm
an
behind
axe.
It all.
The whole time it was me.
No, this had they had like Dr. Smith was in it.
Dr. Smith.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
You don't believe me, Daddy?
No.
I'm not talking to you. For
I am
man.
Talking to you.
The one. I think we're gonna go with whatever Michael's idea is,
which is.
Whatever it is, it's got to be better than that.
His idea is probably like, let's go swim with them.
I was going to say we incinerate them and then never speak of it again.
No, we can't do that because we don't know what's
okay.
Wrong.
Keep them in a 30-foot room and see how they progress.
Okay. So, yes.
Hold on. All right. Yeah, look,
in a Faraday cage.
Here's what we're going to do.
Put them in a Faraday cage.
So we're going to analyze this signal voice in head. Does it appear to be some sort of data transmission?
You're not sure. You're definitely getting some sort of signal off it, but it's unlike anything you've ever seen.
Scott, before. Do you think they're freaking in there?
You know, they might be freaking to the max, but what we're going to do right now is, Voice and Ed, I'd like to send some sort of radio signal or microwave transmission of data to try and communicate with these pillheads.
With like an AI-powered... So, decoder?
So they're unresponsive, but eventually, after a few hours, they do just go back to normal. And they do not remember having any sort of period and will deny any such period existed. As far as they are concerned, everything kept going as normal.
Now you're just
now
changing
this
the clocks.
I saw on TikTok, this is called having an altar. Have you heard about altars?
You worship it.
Like when you pay
it's
for your magic cards.
It's what psychopathic women use to excuse their psychopathic behavior.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. I'm in an altered state.
I'll just claim you have a split personality disorder, or dissociative identity disorder, which is incredibly rare. May not even be real.
No one has that.
It's possible.
I like clocks.
There we go.
Now, okay, so they deny all knowledge of the signal, anything like that.
Yeah.
What are they looking like these days?
They look normal. They have no physical changes whatsoever. They
CAT
operate
scans. All normal, everything.
Everything comes back completely normal other than them having a shard of some small little clockworky thing.
Voice and I want to give them a Voight-Kampff test.
Yeah.
They pass it. They're completely normal.
What if we put them in a Faraday cage?
Whenever, every day, they go through this several-hour period of just staring, endless, like, just staring at one spot.
What if we cut them off from the collective, Voice?
What if we put a little alarm clock radio in there with them while I do that, see what happens?
Unresponsive.
Nothing happens. Doesn't wake him up or anything.
Faraday cage. Faraday cage.
Yeah, we're going to Faraday cage this fucker.
You put him in a Faraday cage. Doesn't seem to make any difference.
It still makes the high-pitched frequency noise?
Yep.
It escapes the Faraday cage?
Yep.
Let's bring some dogs in here to see if it interacts with dogs.
Okay.
That's
horrible. See if they like some puppies.
Who are you, fucking Benoodle? They don't change.
They do not move.
Well, do the dogs interact with the high-pitched?
The dogs are not happy about the high-pitched noise. They're very annoyed with it. They scratch
the
up their
you?
Ears. They're, like, scratching at it. They're like, yeah, it's annoying.
Bethany, what the fuck?
My name's Bethica.
I don't even know
and
you
I don't
anymore.
My
you.
Next character is Bethany.
Learn. We've been friends for like 4 days now.
Mm-hmm. It's been a couple,
it's been
weeks,
a couple
actually.
Weeks, actually.
Yeah. I, you know, ever
are
since
are you
I
stroking
found,
out too, like these people?
Well, no, but like since the mandatory drink at work was put in
it's
place,
it's not mandatory. I've had nothing to drink.
We can tell cool. by you not putting.
Beth,
your
have paperwork. You been drinking since you've gotten here?
I thought it was mandatory.
You haven't even seen anything yet,
Daddy. I have seen the world.
Clearance four.
Four. Yep. Nobody can get in there now. Not even me.
Yeah.
Nobody inside 69 can access that room now.
Not even locked. What's his nuts?
Only 05 counts.
That's right. Now, Voice and Head,
yes.
I really am interested in this signal. I want to get our top men and ladies, non-binary people too, get them on it, analyzing this signal, spectrography, orthography, calligraphy, any kind of analyzation of this signal.
Okay.
Virgos.
I want them doing it. See if they can find something. Even if it's some bullshit cosmic energy WandaVision shit.
Okay. What the fuck, Bethany?
So...
Bethica,
what are you doing? What are you doing over there, Bethica?
So like,
oh my God, Bethica, can you stop busting ass for five fucking minutes?
Gluten intolerant.
So,
but does Miller Lite just taste so good?
Normally, a signal.
It's the finest pilsner. It says it right there in the can.
Like you can see where it's going or whatever. Like using various technology, it doesn't appear as though you know a signal is being transmitted.
Where is it? Do
but
we,
it doesn't
can we
look
see
like it's going
anywhere? Not even to the crate, not to like...
Seems like it's being transferred or sent through unknown means.
Hmm. What if we, like, encase it in lava? Does it still get sent?
What? It would probably burn the person.
I want to get in contact with our alternate reality SCP contacts there, Voice and Head. See if anybody in any other alternate site 69s are getting...
Oh, any alternate. Okay.
Any alternate universe. See if any of them are receiving this signal.
So you have a little bit of limited access to every alternate reality. But
I understand.
Those that you do have access to do not report getting any sort of signal from...
Ask if they've ever seen this happen in their dimension.
Yes. Some of them have gotten this exact same SCP.
What'd they do with
it? Tell us about it.
We've just
put it in a crate of levitation with foam all around it and fucking open it.
Fucking told you.
Well, you just stick it in a hole.
What about the people that are like screeching?
Oh, they said,
called
so
it.
The.
They said, ah. Is that what you said or was I mistaken?
That's what I said. Ah. Okay.
They said, ah.
So. Over the next 3 to 4 months, the periods of the staring are going to increase in length until they entirely comprise the subject's daily routine, and they'll only deviate from this behavior for necessary nutrition and rest. That's it. So eventually, they're just going to be completely like stare at nothing. And so,
all right, Mike, your
rest.
Plan. Let's set them on fire.
Hold on, but what was then, the signal that they're translating?
No, they never figured it out.
Yeah, well, obviously it's a hostile signal. We should put a stop to it.
And what did you guys do with them?
We put them in a containment cell.
So you didn't incinerate them?
No. The shards in the eye are indestructible. If you incinerate them, the shard will just get out and then
transfer to another
into another person. Well, then they're contained. Fire at over 130 kilometers per hour.
Let's put them in a little containment coma
they're
cell.
Indestructible. Completely
and,
indestructible.
And, you know.
Go to it, like a...
I think to improve their quality of life.
Outback Steakhouse?
Since they only... Well, we'll get there.
One of them blue
they only
onions.
Go for... they come back to life, basically, for things that they need to stay alive. We feed them very, very low-calorie food, so it takes them a long time to eat it, so they're themselves for as long as possible. I think that's the most humane thing to do.
So these are just human cicadas now?
Sure.
Basically. And they get their kale and cabbage and...
one scoop of
dried, yeah, and one little dried scoop of TVP per day. And they have to... It takes them an hour to eat it.
Okay. You do whatever you want. You gotta tell me. Tell
we
me
just...
We just did.
Just, yeah. He literally
and we
just
contain
did.
Them.
So you are doing that.
Yes.
Well, he throws out lots of plans, like encasing them in lava and other things. You don't do most of them.
Engage.
Okay. So you do that. You do all those things. The SCP Foundation designates this as SCP-813, otherwise known as the Glass Shard. However, so the whole point of this is to get this item away from the Church of the Broken God as some sort of bartering tool.
Yeah, we can
to
bring
work
it out
with
if we
the
need
Church
to.
Of the Broken God. Yeah. So
we're not going to like put it in a hole.
Got it. Okay. So
somewhere we can access it.
I'm going to take it home.
Level 5.
Now you guys are going to have to figure out
level
how
six.
You're going to utilize this to like broker some sort of peace or deal with the Church of the Broken God, but for right now, it's going away into containment. So, yeah, with that, we're going to call it. So thanks for tuning in. Check us out next time.
You can follow us at Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, Spotify, TikTok, Reddit, Twitch, or daddy.com. Ed Botch Podcast.
GoDaddy.com.
That's true. This episode of Botch was brought to you by the Patreon producers, your weapon of choice, Big Jim the Knuck, Lord Chronic Skinner, B-Mail, Shanda Panda, Disgruntled Furniture, Chris Wisdom, Zucari, Scabby Goose, Lost Slimy, Shinigami, Red Panda, the God King himself, Bash.
Long may his mechanical men gather information for him.
Maybe I heard he got with a fat ass.
Seppa Supreme and oh, Schwabai.
His pH levels are off. That fat ass.
You want to support the show? You can do so on many stupid websites. FreedomValleyHorsePaste.com, DickBlood.club, LizardTeats.com, MookMulk.com, BuyTheseViagra.com, LouisianaPocketGophers.com, DamnYouDennis.com, BirdsWithPenises.com, Chicken.Church, PartyMormons.com, Raoul'sMovingCastle.com, ChugYoMilk.com, or simply Patreon.com/botchpodcast. I got to talk to people to see which one of these are still
active.
Check them all.
What's funny?
Why do I have this written down?
Me editing previous
Dynamite
episodes.
Dynamite Baby.
And then coming up. And we're like, somebody should buy this. And then by the time... We're already doing
DynamiteBaby.com.
We don't have any new patrons, so if you want your name read, you'll be the next one. Want to support us but can't do it financially? Head on over to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you listen to this fine program, and leave us a 5-star review, and Chunky will read it on the show. Thank you to award-winning Gozer for intro and outro music.
Award-winning?
Yeah, they just won an award for Best Stoner Metal Band.
That's a really cool category.
You can find them on Spotify and Gozer. They have an album out there, and check it out. Thank you to Emily Swan for album art. You can find her all over the internet at A Swan Named Emily. Want to send something to the show? You can do so at P.O. Box 3178, Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. We'll open it up here on stream. We salute you, Big Jim. You are this episode's
redacted.
Even if you won't buy daddy.com for us.
And as always,
when you're out at Outback Steakhouse with your two new interns, you're 17 blackberry martinis deep and 21 ounces into a 22-ounce porterhouse, and you think, I think this waitress really likes me. Scream botch, and we'll hear you.
You should braid my hair, Daddy.
Stay on that side of the booth.
We'll see you next week, nerds.
Befica.
You can support each of us in our own little different ways. My first comic book has come out, and if you'd like to purchase it, you can head on over to www.hiveheadstudios.com, where you can even download a free sample of the book to see if it's something, you know, up your alley. You can also support me over at patreon.com/hiveheadstudios. You can support Steve's stuff over at YouTube or TikTok or any of his other social media at He Who Is Steve. You can support Phil on Patreon or Twitch at Imaginary Nomad, and you can check out Chonky every so often on Twitch at Chonky_Kong.
Steve's gonna be half second off.
Yeah, I'm gonna be half second ahead because I anticipated it because you've never said go before in the history of me being on the show. So you did that to your fucking self.
Well, it's mostly
I'm not gonna apologize
for it. Because Tristan took the breath before I started counting, so that I was like, well, let me drag this out as long as I can.
Rude. Sweet, incredibly rude. Sweet magic cards.
Well, and hilarious. It's the mood I'm in. But,